الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to EDARS.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش بالله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darsi Hadith, we covered the martyrdom, the shahadat of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The assailant was a Khariji whose name is Ibn al-Muljim. And he attacked Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an during the early hours of the morning. Usually Amirul Mu'mineen would come out towards the masjid for tahajjud salah, or if he was to perform his tahajjud at home, then he would come out to lead the people for the congregational prayers, fajr salah. And so this was the best opportunity for Ibn al-Muljim, and that was the plan of Ibn al-Muljim. Now when Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an came out of the house to go towards the masjid, this man very quickly launched a surprise attack upon Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he struck a hard blow towards the head section, and the blade was also poisoned. It was contaminated with poison, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an fell to the ground unconscious. All the people heard of the noise and they chased Ibn al-Muljim, and they caught him, they detained him. And then they came to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an said to the people not to mutilate him. Some people were very angry and wanted to kill him immediately. And some even gave the mashwira that we should burn him alive. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an said, this is not jaiz. We should not punish everyone or anyone with the punishment of Allah, to burn someone. And he said that if I am to die, then you are to kill him according to the laws of qisas, an-nafsu bin-nafs. But if I survive, then I will settle the score with him. So Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an made everything very clear to the companions. The doctors, when they came to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, after looking at him, they said to him, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are not going to survive this attack, this injury. And immediately, whatever you want to do, your wasiyah, give your instructions immediately, for you have very little time. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an understood this matter. He knew also the basharat, the glad tidings that he received from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah would grant him shahadat and martyrdom. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said to him exactly how the shahadat would take place, and it would affect the upper section of the body, that is the head section and also the stomach. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and thereafter said to the people around him that I wish to speak to my sons. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And so he spoke to the sons, subhanallah, giving them nasiha and good advice. Imagine what a noble father he was, that even at the time when death is near, he does not dismiss the duty of doing tarbiyah of the children, nurturing the children in the right direction. And so he called Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and scholars have written this, and he gave nasiha, and he said to Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that I urge you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to maintain taqwa all the time, and to make sure that you understand that whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And so taqwa is very, very important. And then he said to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, even if dunya was to open up in front of you, don't seek the luxuries of this dunya. Even if dunya was open up to you, don't seek the luxuries of this dunya, for you are from the Ahl Bayt. And then he said to them, speak the truth. Whatever you say must be the truth. And he said, show compassion to the orphans and help the destitute. And subhanAllah, finally he said, strive for the hereafter. Strive for the hereafter. What a wonderful package of advice any father can give to his children. And this is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, close to the time of demise. He did not say to Hazrat Hassan or Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that you have to take control, Khilafat is with you. No, subhanAllah. But the first advice was taqwa. And the final words of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was, strive for the hereafter. And this is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah make us model parents, good parents. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we nurture the children, the younger generation in the right direction. Allah use the parents to give the children hidayats, mashallah, that they become closer to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For things are very, very difficult. Subhanallah, everything is under control when the children are young. But when they become 15, 16, in their teens, it's a challenge for the parents. And so this is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Many children feel that, oh, we are 16 or 18 now, so that we are independent. The parents should understand that we are 18 now, and if we go out, come late, there is nothing wrong. Why? We are adults, 18. Subhanallah. And here you see Hazrat Ali giving nasiha to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Be careful of your actions. Maintain taqwa. Inculcate taqwa inside you. And so this responsibility of father and son is there all the time upon the head of the father. And we need to understand that. That is why in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the last moments of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah says, Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Yaqub al-maut? That were you present when Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was about to depart from this dunya, when death was close to him, when maut was close to him? Idh qala li banihi, again, what did he do? He called all the children and he said to them, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Give me a guarantee, assure me, tell me, who will you worship after me? And all of the children said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. And they said to Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, O father, we guarantee you, we will worship the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Lord of Ismail alayhi salam, and the Lord of Ishaq alayhi salam. And it is so important that from a young age, we put important aqaid and beliefs into the heart, deep in the heart of that child, and make it clear to him that if you want Jannah, Jannah will only be given to you if you have Iman, and that you testify that there is only one Allah, there is only one God, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. Anything else, the doors of Jannah will not open up. And so this starts from a very, very young age. Khair, subhanallah, what beautiful nasiha that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an gives to Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. Now brothers will remember that in the last session I said that three individuals, remember that three individuals, all of them were the Khawarij. And the Khawarij had taken an oath, al-iyazu billah, al-iyazu billah. These three individuals were to murder and assassinate three companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember in the last session? Three individuals were to assassinate three companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them were governors. Imagine. Now imagine three individuals from the Khariji group take on this task, aliyazu billah, to attack, to assassinate, to murder, aliyazu billah, three companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How blind must these individuals be, the Khawariji group of people, aliyazu billah, to attack and to murder a sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that if you hear someone verbally abusing a sahabi, verbally disrespecting a sahabi, say to him, la'natullah, may the la'nat of Allah be on you. If you hear anyone verbally disrespecting a sahabi, say to him, la'natullah, may the la'nat of Allah be on you. Qazi Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in his shifa that a janaza was brought in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to read his janaza, and then he said to the companions, I will not read the janaza. And he said to the companions that Allah has informed me that I can't read the janaza of this man because he hated Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. He hated Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala and therefore I can't read his janaza namaz. These were the companions. And so Ibn al-Muljim, a Khariji, took on this mission, aliyazu billah, to assassinate Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and he succeeded. And the second man was a man whose name was Al-Barrukh or Al-Burrukh. Now Al-Burrukh took on the task to assassinate Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. And everything was planned. And then another man whose name was Amr ibn Abu Bakr, who was a Khariji, he was to attack and assassinate Hazrat Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala, who was also a governor. And so in one night, to attack three companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was in Kufa, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was in Sham in Syria. For Al-Barrukh, the scholars have mentioned that again he employed the same strategy. How would you have an opportunity to launch an attack, Allahu Akbar, at a Sahabi? The best time given is only during Fajr time or Tahajjud time, when it's quiet and it's dark. And also with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, it was different. He was a man who would come out without bodyguards. So he never had a bodyguard. He would walk alone in the streets of Kufa. This was Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. As for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, subhanallah, what had happened? Al-Barrukh again was waiting for that opportunity that let Hazrat Amir Muawiyah come out, and I will do the same thing what Ibn al-Muljim has done. This was a plan for all of them. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an came out, things were a bit different. Ibn al-Muljim had an opportunity to attack Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an from the front side. And so what he did is that he had an opportunity and he struck the sword to the head section of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. As for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, it was difficult for him. Al-Burrukh was standing in such a position that only the back was visible for Al-Burrukh, the back of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. So this man did not want to miss the opportunity. It was this night, subhanallah, the night, it was the night of Jumu'ah. It was the night of Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. What kind of people were the Khawarij? And Al-Burrukh, again, very quickly dashes out with his sword and strikes at Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Immediately Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an also, subhanallah, he falls to the ground. Now the only difference is that with Hazrat Ali it was to the front, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, it was towards the back. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was a bit different. In Syria, you had bodyguards who were with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And so he had people around him. Now when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was alone, that is the time Al-Burrukh attacked Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. But immediately they caught Al-Burrukh. They caught Al-Burrukh, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was on the ground. And he said to the people around him that, show me this man. Who is this man who wants to attack me? Who is he? And so Al-Burrukh was not from Syria, he was not from Sham, he was a Khawarij. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said to him, who are you? And he said, I am Al-Burrukh. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah wanted to question him. He said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, before you say anything to me, I want to give you good news. I want to give you good news. Amir Muawiyah said, what good news? He said, by now I am hopeful that my brother Ibn al-Muljim would have killed Ali, and I want to give you the good news. And I want to be the first to give you the good news. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, the night Hazrat Ali was attacked in Kufa, that is the same night Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is also attacked in Syria. Same night. And so he says, I am sure that my friend Ibn al-Muljim will have killed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So whatever happens with me, I want to give you the good news. Let me be the first to give you the good news that Ali radiallahu ta'ala an has been killed. Aliyazu billah. This disturbed Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Who is this man Al-Burrukh? What is he doing here in Syria? To attack Amir Muawiyah, who is the governor. He was appointed by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And there is peace, love and harmony amongst the companions. Subhanallah. And he gives information and news that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an has been killed. Shaheed. Subhanallah. And so he said that I am hopeful that what you are telling me, you are wrong in the information that you give me. And he said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, no, I am 100% right in what I tell you. And he said the reason is that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the night comes alone to the masjid. And Ibn al-Muljim will take this advantage that Ali radiallahu ta'ala is alone and no one is around him. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a different character. And he got so angry and he said, you talk to me about my brother and you say that you're giving me good news. And he said to the people there, that immediately go and execute him and kill him. And so they killed Al-Burrukh, who attacked Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a well-known individual. All of the doctors were there to treat him. And one of the doctors that came, he said, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he said to him, there is only two options given to me to treat you. Only two options to treat you. He said, the first option is very painful. And he said, what I have to do is heat a piece of iron I have to heat a piece of iron until it becomes completely red. And then I have to put that piece of iron deep into the wound to get rid of the poison that was on the blade. You see, the blade of the sword was contaminated. It was contaminated with poison. And so what I have to do is I have to give a lot of heat. I have to heat a piece of iron until it becomes red and put it deep inside the wound so that it will detoxify the system. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said, what is the second option? And subhanAllah, we live in a time where things are extremely easy. First we pray to Allah, may Allah give us good health. May Allah give us good health. But back in the days, there was no such thing as anesthetic or painkillers. Allahu Akbar. Everything was with pain. And then the doctor said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, the second option is that I can give you a tablet. And this one tablet, if you take it in, it is completely pain-free, but it has side effects. It's pain-free, but it has side effects. What are the side effects? The doctor said to Amir Muawiyah that you could never have any more children if you take this pill. You'll never have any more children if you are to take this pill. Remember, the attack was towards the back of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so he said to Amir Muawiyah, the decision is yours. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an said that fire is the punishment of Allah. And Muawiyah does not bear fire in this world and not even in the hereafter, inshaAllah. And he said, as for the second option you give me, Allah has blessed me with a lot of children. Allah has blessed me with a lot of children. Alhamdulillah, I take the second option. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and took that pill and Allah gave him shifa and he recovered very quickly. Recovered very quickly. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed, but Ibn al-Muljim was also killed. Al-Burrukh, who came to attack Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah survived. Al-Burrukh was killed by the Muslims there because of the laws of Qisas, his intention. And of course, we have to go back to the governor also, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. What happened to Amr ibn al-As? And everything had happened. All of the events were in the same, in this one night, in the same night. Yawmul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. This man, Amr ibn Abi Bakr, who was a Khariji, he decided that he will also wait for Hazrat Amr ibn al-As. Why? Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were the imams of the masjid. They would lead the people to salah. Subhanallah. So Amr ibn Abi Bakr, what he did, is that he was waiting for Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an near the masjid where he would come to lead the people for salah. And so he decided again the same strategy. If Hazrat Amr ibn al-As was to come immediately, he would attack him. And so, subhanallah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined for Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an is that in the night he fell ill. In the night, he fell ill and he had a severe stomachache. And so in the night, he had informed Hazrat Kharija ibn Huzaifa, who was the chief of police at that time in the tribe, where he was the governor. He was the chief of police. And so he said to Kharija ibn Huzaifa, that for Fajr, it will be difficult for the governor to come. He's not well at all. And therefore, Kharija ibn Huzaifa should be the imam. And so this man, Amr ibn Abi Bakr, is hiding, waiting. Subhanallah. And what happens is that Hazrat Kharija ibn Huzaifa takes the same route, the route which Hazrat Amr ibn al-As would take to the masjid. And so he came out from his house and this man, Amr ibn Abi Bakr Khariji, thought that this is Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was a powerful man. Immediately he struck with a powerful intense blow at Hazrat Kharija ibn Huzaifa, and Kharija ibn Huzaifa became shaheed immediately. So Hazrat Kharija ibn Huzaifa became shaheed. Again, with the noise and the panic around, all of the people at that time came around, and eventually even this man was caught. Amr ibn Abi Bakr was caught. And so they couldn't recognize him. He was a Khariji, not a local individual. So they took him to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. When they took him to Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, he said to the people, this man, the Khariji, he said, who is this man? He said, this man is Amr ibn al-As. He said, this is Amr ibn al-As. And he said, woe to me. Woe to me. I wanted to kill you. So who is that person? He said, that person is Kharija ibn Huzaifa. He said, my intention was to kill you. Again, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an said, well, now it is my turn to kill you. And this man was also executed. And so this was, Allahu Akbar, the decree of some of the companions and what had happened to them during the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali was shaheed, Hazrat Kharija ibn Huzaifa was shaheed, all of the Khawarij were killed, but alhamdulillah Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an had survived. Subhanallah al-Azim. As for the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, it comes to an end. Scholars have mentioned that the Khilafat was for approximately 4 years, 9 months and 3 days. 4 years, 9 months and 3 days. Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein and Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an gave ghusl to the father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and they gave him 3 pieces of kafan without the qamis, without the qamis. Only 3 pieces of kafan without the qamis. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an led the janaza salah. How old was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an? Ulama have mentioned that he was 59 years of age. Some of them have said he was 63 years of age. And some of them have said that he was 65 years of age. Where is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an buried? Wallahu alam. We know from the Khulafa'i Rashid, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar are in Medina Munawwara, in the same room with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an is in Jannatul Baqi. As for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the scholars say, Wallahu a'lam. Allah has the knowledge where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is. Hazrat buried, yeah, sorry. And subhanallah, scholars have mentioned Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, some of them have said that there's a possibility Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an had buried the father close to a masjid, to the gates of Kinda, to a location which is named as Ar-Rahba. In Ar-Rahba there is a masjid, and some of the scholars have mentioned that that is the location where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is buried. Some of the ulama have mentioned that he is buried in Medina Munawwara. Some have mentioned that he is buried in Kufa, near the Jamia Masjid in Kufa. That is where he is buried. And some have mentioned that he is buried in Najaf. Najaf, that is where the Shia would have, they would gather once in a year, and they say that this is the shrine of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Ulama unanimously agree that this is not the qabr of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an in Najaf, but rather it is the grave of Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala. Even Imam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this, that in Najaf it is not Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, but it is Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala. Even the Ahle Bayt perhaps wanted this to be a secret and not to be revealed to the Ummah. Why? Because you already had the Sabai sect. Possibly they would open up the gates of shirk at the grave of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So this was a very private matter for the Ahle Bayt, for Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. That we know the qabr of all of the Khulafa'i Rashid except for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. But information or should I say confirmation was given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah with regards to the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala stood up and he started crying. And he said, today the Ummah has lost one of the great companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the doors of knowledge have been shut permanently. The doors of knowledge have been shut permanently. He actually said to the Syrians that were there, that many a times when I had difficulty in making my decisions and giving fatawa, I would refer my fatawa to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali would give me the right answer and I would discharge that. And it is said that he said to some of the people that stand up and speak to me about the virtue of this great man, this brave man, this courageous man. This was something of a practice with the companions, and they would praise a sahabi in this manner. And so this is what Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an felt. He felt extremely alone after the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Hazrat Hassan Basri radiyallahu ta'ala an rahmatullah alayh was asked about Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said, all I can say is that Hazrat Ali was a straight arrow. He was a straight arrow sent by Allah to destroy the enemies. He was a straight arrow sent by Allah to destroy the enemies of Islam. Subhanallah, Allah give jazai khair to this great Khalifa, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, in the next sessions, we will cover the Khilafat thereafter and the seerah of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Hassan حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.